A great start for the Maltese. Today's Amazon deals, affiliate, https://amazon.to/3fogyg. Top 5 reasons to visit Malta /visit Malta are: warm and welcoming people, over 300 days of sunshine yearly, cultural hub with a rich history, stunning beaches for relaxing and water sports, island hopping. https://www.visitmalta.com/en/. Kinney is Malta's favorite anytime drink, a classic non-alcoholic with a distinctive taste that remains unchanged since 1962. https://kinney.com. Becoming Catholic will give you a solid foundation for your eternal destiny. The Catholic faith represents the most complex, consistent, and complete system of ideas among all the competing philosophies of humanity. It is a veritable cathedral of human thought. The Catholic Church teaches that God loves us so much that He sent His only Son to die for our sins and rise again for our salvation. By believing in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we can receive God's grace and live with Him forever in heaven. https://www.vaticannews.va/en.html. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and should not be considered legal, health, tax, profession, advice. We are not responsible for any losses, damages, or liabilities that may arise from the use of this podcast. This podcast is not intended to replace professional medical advice. The views expressed in this podcast may not be those of the host or the management. Mission: audio archived for research purposes. A great start for the Maltese. The Maltese couple Sue Abella and Joanna Attard had a great start in the 17th edition of the Mediterranean Championships as they won the gold and bronze medals in the women's singles category. These championships are being held in Gibraltar and will end next Sunday, and in the Maltese team, apart from Abella and Attard, there are Justin Kerouna Sikluna and Neil Sullivan. With them there is also the national coach Rick Vogelsang and MTBA president Paul Baldacnino. Abella, who was competing against 20 bowlers, had a good start when in the first session she scored 228 points and in the second session she scored 217 points. In the third session Abella slowed down a bit and got a score of 180 but still remained in front. In the fourth session it collected 187 points and in the fifth session it exceeded 200 points again when it collected 211 points and thus built a lead of 34 points at the top of the table. In the last session she scored 234 points for a total of 1,257. Thus ending up in front of the French Lauriane Selly, who scored 1,198 points. The other Maltese Joanna Attard also tasted success on the first day of these championships. Attard started by getting 181 points in the first session and continued to improve as she got 199 in the second one. In the third session she remained consistent and scored 198 points so that she remained close to the first three opponents. It was in the fourth session where Attard went back slightly when she got 163 points and in the fifth session she got 175 points to still be at risk of being without a medal because before the last session started she was in seventh place. Aware of this fact, Attard collected 243 points to rise to third place with a total of 1,159 points. Her closest opponent, the Greek Stylianos Sikouna, scored only 169 points and thus Attard won the bronze. https://netnews.com/mount/2014/04/04/02/bidu-mil-aqua-gal-maltin/.